I know we've welcomed some new folk today. Glad God brought you here safely. But tomorrow we say goodbye to some others. And tonight would be a night for testimony. If you're leaving tomorrow and you'd like to just share something that God has done in your heart, in your life, we'd like to give opportunity tonight for that. I do know your names. I mean, if you're leaving tomorrow, I see some already ducking behind, but I won't call on you. I'll just leave that in your heart if you'd like to share something. And if you'd like to begin in the back, you can do that. We're very happy to have our friends from China with us. And we're so thankful for what God has done in their hearts. And I know they want to just share with us what Jesus has done. And so come up even a little closer. Come, brother, sister, so everyone can see you. That's it. Beautiful. What a wonderful family. You can stand with them. That would be nice. And we're going to take a picture, too. Look at that. Beautiful family. And would you like to come up front? Sure. Sure, come up front. Yes, we say yes, so come. These are our new brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come.
我先说两句英语。I'm from the Shandong, China. My name is Qi Guishan. 名字报名字先。
This is my husband. 一样，那个 I'm from Shandong, Qingdao. 这是 my daughter.
OK.
你们两个先讲。你先报一下名字，介绍。
I'm May. I'm from Guilin.
Yeah, her daughter.
我想没有关系，你对着这里，我这样子可以吗？
今天晚上很高兴，我想和大家分享一下。
I'm very happy tonight that I can share with you.
一年以前。
One year ago.
我和神素不相识。
I did not know the Lord. I did not know God.
近一年来。
But for this,
我觉得神非常眷顾我。
For this past year, God has really cared for me.
尤其到了这个营地
especially after I came to this camp
我当时来的时候我就感觉到神离我的越来越近
when I first came here I felt that God became closer and closer to me
我非常幸运
I'm so blessed
基督耶稣到了我这里
Christ come into here
我现在感觉我非常的温暖和快乐
I feel now that I'm very happy and warm
我在这里要感谢宽容仁慈的主。
I want to give thanks to God, the Lord who has forgiven me.
他原谅我的罪恶。
He forgives all my sins.
基督耶稣用他的宝血来洗刷我的罪恶。
Jesus Christ cleanses me clean with his precious blood.
在以后信主的路上。
In the journeys ahead.
我会多和主去交流
I will have more fellowship with the Lord
沟通
communion with him
按主的旨意行事
and act according to his will
努力的让基督耶稣从我这里活出来
endeavor to let the life of Christ flowing out of me
荣耀归主
glory to the Lord
哦嘞嘞哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
真的。
给大家分享一下。
I would like to share with everyone.
一年之前，我对主一点都不认识。
I did not know the Lord one year ago.
我走到今天，应该感谢我的女儿。
I would like to give thanks also to my daughter for the path that I've come this far.
当我第一次听到我女儿受洗之后，我情绪反应非常的强烈。
When I first heard my daughter's baptism, I was reacting in a very emotional way.
但是她已经受洗了，作为一个妈妈也没有别的更好的办法。
But she was baptized, so as a mother, I could no more do anything more.
我就试着去了解，去学习。
So I try to understand her and to learn.
回想女儿接近主之后，她的很好的变化让我很震惊。
The very beautiful change in my daughter's life really stuns me.
所以我就在国内去了，半年之前开始去教会。
So I started attending church in China about half a year ago.
当时只能说是理论上，同意。
At that time, I agreed, more on intellectual level, theoretically, that I agree with this belief.
但是从感情上还是接受不了。
But I could not receive it from, the emotional point of view.
一个多月之前来到了马里兰。
A month ago, I came to Maryland.
然后再到教会的时候，感觉就特别的不一样。
When I started attending the church there, I felt very differently.
从感情上就越来越接近主。
I feel that I'm closer to God in from my emotional point of view.
到了我们这个营地。
When I come to this campsite,
我的思想有了飞跃的变化。
My thought have a quantum jump, a change of quantum jump.
在邱牧师、师母和我们几个中国朋友的帮助下
，by the help of Pastor Chu, me and some other Chinese Christians,
解决了我的很多疑问。
They helped me, understand many questions.
感谢主。我终于归入了主这个大家庭。
Praise to God that I finally become one of God's big family.
这是我的福气，是我们全家的福气，也是神的荣耀。感谢神。
This is my blessing. This is the blessing of my whole family, and this is also the glory of God.
就感谢我们这个大家庭的温暖。
Thanks for all the warmth.Of this big family.
你好，我跟大家分享一个，就是我应该是算属有，很少的有这么顽固又自私的人。
I want to share that I'm probably, one of the person who are very stubborn and very selfish.
其实在八年以前我把女儿从中国送到美国的教会大学读书的时候，那个目的并不是为了别的，就是觉得教会大学比较安全，没有就是但是不希望她就是受主的影响去信主。
About 8 years ago, I sent my daughter from China to a Christian school in America. The purpose was not that she,would become a Christian, but rather that she will have a good education. 我有没有反对？我有没有藏一些？
但是那个2011年，我女儿就是正式接受主以后，我的反响非常的强烈。
In 2011, when my daughter, received Christ, my reaction was also very strong.
当时就觉得她被洗脑了。
At that time, I thought she was brainwashed.
然后今年我是五月份的时候，为此就是情绪非常的激烈，跟女儿有一场激烈的一个争吵。
This year in May that I was very emotional. I had a very emotional, fight or quarrel with my daughter.
以至于我女儿当场晕倒，
可怕。So that the quarrel was so huge that my daughter actually fainted on the site. on the spot. Yeah.
但是经过一段时间以后，发现他就是跟以前确实不一样。
After a while, I truly noticed that she is different from she was before.
然后我就开始学读圣经。
Then I started reading Bible.
然后跟情趣教会。
I started going to church.
然后就是像在以前，我肯定不会来这里的。
Before I would never come to this campsite.
但是我非常的幸运，我非常的感谢神，然后我们来到了这里。
I'm so blessed. I'm also thank God so much that we came to this campsite.
这一块来到这里以后，我就感觉这里是神的领地，是一块净土。
When I came here, I felt that this is a pure place, a place of God.
就是在这些朋友的影响之下，然后在通过这个叫祷告会的参加几次祷告会以后，我就是完全像过山车一样的，就是一下就改变了我的看法。
Under the influence of friends and during the prayer, that I was suddenly changed and my thought was changed. It's like going up high very quickly.
一直到八月十一号晚上，我觉知的时候，我女儿都不敢相信。
On August 11th, that evening, I prayed to ask Christ into my heart. My daughter almost could not believe that I made that decision.
8月十号的时候，觉知以后，很奇怪，我真的非常感谢神，神对我真的很好，我就会感到圣灵充满。
The day after the receiving Christ, that I'm so thankful to God. I felt I have the experience of feeling the Holy Spirit in feeling of me.
非常的温暖，想睡觉。
I felt very warm and feel like sleeping.
是的， yeah. 我现在感到很幸福。就是我跟女儿开玩笑的时候说，在没有信主之前，他是我的精神支柱，他会影响我。在此之后，是神是我的主，他会不会吃醋呢？
I share with my daughter that now I'm very blessed, and I share with my daughter that before she was my spiritual kind of like mental support. But now the Lord is her support. Will she be jealous of that?
但是我感觉就是我还是不行，我就是以后要多学习圣经，求神能够保佑我，能够那个指引我，为我做主。
I feel that I'm still weak, cannot do much, and I ask the Lord to help me, guide me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I think the daughters say something too, right? Yes, come. I'll interpret for you.
I'll try not to bother you. First, I want to share verses with all of you, which is from Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. During my mom's testimony, you guys heard, probably in May, I had a really big fight with my mom. even though I thought I didn't say anything, but I was just crying. But it's a really big fight. And I can clearly remember what my mom says. It's like, now you are the daughter of God. You are not my daughter. And she even knees down, like, to say something like, I just want to go home. Like, you can just do whatever you want and just to praise your Lord. And I was kind of, like, really shocked. I've never, like, had such a big fight with my mom. So I don't really know how to, like, comfort her. So just crying and saying, like, if there's nothing I can do to comfort you, I'll just give my body back to you. And then my mom say, okay, give your body to me. And then I just fell down on the floor, and I think I probably fell into coma for, like, 50 seconds or something. Because my mom just saw, like, my dad was just panic, like, crying a lot, like, loudly. Because, like, my eyes are rolling and my fingers are kind of, like, I don't know, that kind of shape. So then, because my mom is a Chinese doctor, so she grabbed some needles or something and doing an acupuncture for me. Then I kind of like, okay, what's happening now? So, but actually, before that, I was quite like weak in faith. Because my parents came to United States in April, so I brought them to church, and I tried to let them know more about Lord. But at that time, I was kind of like maybe confused about some questions, but I don't know. But so I kind of like, before they came, I was so joyful, and every night I had a quiet time with God and just studying Bible and pray, and I feel like, wow, the world is so wonderful, and praise the Lord. And after they came, I actually had no time. I just had no time with God. And then I feel like, okay, every day was just went through so regularly. I just ate breakfast and go to work and come back for lunch and go to work and then have dinner and then work with my mom and then take a shower and then go to bed. Every day is like regular routine. I feel like no joy and no safety in my heart. And so so then that big fight happened. So and I also attend a like young professional fellowship every Friday. So every time I just ask them to pray for me for the relationship, my relationship with God. But it's been like 3 or 4 months and I see no progress. But then it reminded me a testimony from one of my sisters saying like she was looking for a job for probably like a whole year. Because, like, she's from China, so normally the OPT lasts only for 1 year. She got her, praise the Lord, she got her job at the last moment. At that time, she already bought a ticket back to China. So she said, like, when she looked back to the time that she was kind of, like, submit at least 50 resumes every day, and she feel like she pray a lot, but every day just like no change, no progress. But then she realized that's the best moment for her with God, because like I know I'm acting like the same, like when everything is all right, I will not like kind of really realize how important God is to me, because I would think, oh, everything is all right. I don't need to like spend like half an hour, 15 minutes with God every day. It's okay. But once everything changed and you got lost, you're desperate, then you realize like, okay, nobody can help you, only God. And then you try to go back to look for God. So, but thank God, after, I think, 5 or 6 months, now I'm here. I really grateful that that Lord led me to here. As my mom said, I was in a Christian university for my college, but during the 4 years, I've only been to church for twice, because my friends got baptized, and I just want to see, well, how American baptism looks like. So I feel like this is really a special place, and I can feel God touch me, and sometimes my mom say, well, you're overreacted, always like crying and saying thank God and praise Lord, and say that's because God touched me, and I'm surely know I'm a sinner, and Jesus died on cross and for us. So every day I should be that grateful, every day. So every time when I read that verses, like when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, like He's always be with me, I'm sure. Thank you, God.
Hello, everyone. I was baptized last November, so I am still a baby, spiritual baby. So why I say this is because I'm still be weak and always in low situation. I came to this camp in June, and at that time, the first time I feel the love of God, very strong love. And at that time, I really want to love everyone and give everyone a hug. But after that, I went to travel to Midwest America, like Yellowstone, Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, you know, the Sin City. So I felt very bad. I was angry to my friends, and I don't like those people. I feel I'm the best, and they are the worst. So I know at that time, this is because my fault, it's my bad, it's not because my friends, but I can't control myself. I even thought, evil, I should be with you. I don't like my God because I can feel His presence. But after coming back, I went to my church several times, and then I came here. Actually, till now, I haven't found the feeling of love at that time, but I'm better now. So I'm very glad my parents are Christians now, because they can help me. I don't have a boyfriend now, I don't have a husband, so no one can help me. But now my parents can tell me when I'm in a wrong situation, they can tell me, you should read the Bible, you should pray. So I'm so excited now that my parents and me, we are standing with God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Well, I'd like to sing a song with them from our hymn books. It's number 437, 437. Let's stand as we sing.
Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From Him no power of evil can sever. He gave His life to ransom my soul. Sorrow and shame, now I belong to you.
Pray for our dear friends. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. And he's able to keep you and to cause you to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's our confidence that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it. And so, Lord, you sanctify them, body, soul, and spirit. Set them apart, Lord, for the place that you have for them to fill. Surely you want to make them witnesses of what you have done in their lives. And so, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would surround them as they go from this place tomorrow, that they would walk with you, that they would sense your nearness and your presence, that there would be a desire to get into your word and to know more about you and to draw closer to you. I pray, Lord, for a work of the Holy Spirit upon their lives, dear God, a great infilling of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we have this confidence that you are at work and that you are doing a complete work in them. Oh, Jesus, be glorified in these two families. Lord, we just commit them to you and to the word of your grace, which is able to build them up and to give them a place among those who are sanctified by faith in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All God's people say, amen. 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 Now, I know there are others. You have about 8 minutes. So if you really feel you must testify, then here's your chance. Brother Chu, did you want to say something? At least say hello and goodbye to us.
I come with expectation to come here to the Lord and have a time here to do some of my own preparation and quiet time. And I was not expecting to see how great God's working in many people's lives. And I was so thankful to see how God's working in those people. They come so far away from the other side of the globe,
yes,
and come here to meet him, to share with their light, share the thankfulness with everyone. Thank you. Praise to God.
Amen.
So, Lord bless you. Lord bless us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. My dad surprised me a little bit at supper tonight. We were ready to start, and he pushed back his chair. I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "Well, I'm welcoming the people." So he got up, and he sang for us. But he said this, that the word for today was?
Rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice. I thought it was going to be victory, but I guess we have victory, so now we're rejoicing in our God. And I just was reminded of this really short passage in Isaiah chapter 12. It's a song of praise, and I just wanted to read it with you tonight to remind us of the great God who was in the midst of us. I too was so impressed with how the body of Christ comes together and does what God wants it to do. That's a beautiful thing. when the body of Christ functions as God intends it to function. And as our brother said, there were the people that come from China, so far away, and yet God also brings people here from New York City and other places to come alongside them and teach them the things of God in a way that I could not. And so the body of Christ works together, and God's will is done, and people find Him, and it's a wonderful thing. And so we say, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. You see, God arranges all those things. There's no coincidences or just, you know, things just happen. No, God arranges these things. These are God's appointments, and He works out His will, and I thank Him for that. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise Thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Now, I don't know how you interpret that, but I believe we can look forward to Calvary. Isaiah looking ahead, and through the Holy Spirit, looking to Calvary, in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise Thee. Though You were angry with me, Thine anger is turned away. How thankful we are that Jesus took the punishment for our sins. I was so happy to hear in those testimonies the understanding that it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us. That is where our salvation is found, in that sacrifice that the Son of God made on Mount Calvary. In that day, God's anger, God's wrath was poured out upon His Son so that you and I could know the forgiveness of sin and know a restored relationship with our God. Hallelujah. The Lord is my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. There I saw that thought of rejoicing. With joy I can come now and receive all that I need from Him. Everything I need has been provided in the atonement. Everything has been provided in that redemption that Christ accomplished for us. And so I come and I draw for my need, and I can draw with joy out of those wells of salvation. Hallelujah. We sang at the very beginning of the meeting, there is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to these waters. Come and draw. Find the help that you need. Jesus is sufficient for body, for soul, and spirit, whatever your need may be. Let's come and draw from those wells of salvation. There is a fountain that flows from God above, a fountain that's filled with His great love. Come to these waters. There is a vast supply. And so let's come and receive from Him. And in that day ye shall say, praise the Lord, call upon His name, declare His doings among the people, make mention that His name is exalted, sing unto the Lord. It was so good to hear you sing tonight. Let all the people praise Thee. Let all the people praise Thy name forever and forevermore. For He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. It's a wonderful thing when God can cause us to shout His praises. When He fills us with His Spirit and our mouths just overflow with the praises of our God. Great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Have you found it to be so that there's a great God among us? We have a great God. We have a great Savior. And we ought to be thankful, we ought to sing, and we ought to rejoice, and we ought to praise Him with all our hearts. And so as we consider our day of worship tomorrow as we gather as a whole camp family. We'll be down in the village and we'll rejoice together. Let's remember that great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of us. God is here. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And so we want to rejoice and with joy draw water out of the wells of salvation. God has so much more for us. Now, for those of you who go, God goes with you. God bless you. And may you continue to sense His presence and His anointing upon your lives. For those of us who stay, let's make this the best week ever. Yes? Could it be better than last week? Is that possible? Yes? And we can come and draw water out of the wells of salvation every time we come to this place. And every time we're walking these grounds, let's say, Jesus, Jesus, I need you. Fill me. Fill me today. Fill me, Lord Jesus, with yourself. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Let's bow our heads. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask my wife to pray with us, please, in closing. Denise.
Hallelujah. Once again, dear Lord, we do thank you that the arm of the Lord is not shortened, that it cannot save. And Lord, we're encouraged once again, Lord, to continue to believe you. And so, Lord, we just want to commit those that we continue to believe for salvation, Lord, that you would continue to draw them out, whether friends or family members
yes,
that you've been praying for, Lord, or those at the church. Lord, we just pray that in these days, Lord, you would make your salvation known and that you would move mountains, Lord, as we saw that you can do, Lord, and bring salvation in our midst, Lord, in a mighty way in these days. We thank you for this meeting, Lord. I just pray that your presence would go with us, Lord, as we go, that you would prepare our hearts for what you have in store tomorrow, Lord. Help us this night, Lord, to walk carefully before you, to keep your presence in our midst, dear Lord, and to
yes,
just
Lord.
Allow you to continue to work, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Now our parting song is Der Selbe Nacht. But let's sing that together. We learned this together, German and in English. Ready? Here we go.
The same today, the same today. Jesus is the same today.
Bless you. If you need a ride to the village tomorrow morning, you can see Sister Aletha. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.